This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We're having a lot of fun here. We're hour three. We have put our deodorant on. Not Todd. He didn't put his deodorant on.
But, I sweat musk.
But we are ready to go this hour with another case or no case. Call us at 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at RadioLawTalk.com. You could always find us at info www.RadioLawTalk.com and click on the live button and you can listen to us live. Call us again. What's the phone number again, Denise?
855-529-7234.
And we have a Twitter account. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. Just look up Radio
Law Talk. TikTok.
We have a TikTok. We've got it all. So go on there if you want to look and see what's going on. We keep up with it fairly good, but not the greatest. But a lot of people want to talk to us after the show because a lot of people listen to the podcast. It goes up as a podcast. And other people, believe it or not, there's some stations that run us on Sunday. And it's not live, so, but if you are hearing
I found that out because Salem runs us on Sunday because my sister and brother-in-law are in Salem,
right.
And they listen to us on Sunday.
That's awesome, and that's great, but people want to say something? Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, and we'll get that email. We have, again, this third hour, thank Keys, K-E-Y-S, 1440 AM, Corpus Christi, Texas, that now is carrying Radio Law Talk. Thank you for carrying our show. We keep growing and growing and growing. We're going to talk this hour, other than a case or no case, about Supreme Court's ruling on religious schools. There's two rulings. We're going to discuss from the Supreme Court about that. We're also going to talk about Epstein. Epstein's individual is what is she? The
she is the, she was the assistant former girlfriend of Epstein who is in a heap of trouble right now
and
facing charges.
She has been arrested and facing charges. And the rumor has it she's got a big book that has a lot of names on it.
Reminds me of Heidi Fleiss. Remember the Hollywood madam that had all that?
Yes.
Except that they weren't. Heidi Fleiss was not trading in minors.
That's
yeah, before a couple of judges in New York went, I don't think I should hear this case.
Cal. No,
maybe not.
That's an allegation.
No, it's the lawyers. I better not take this case.
It's just a joke. Exactly.
Can you see it? George, you told me to go hang out with Epstein. We're just taking a little flight to an island. Now look what you got us left in. We got a mess. But you know what they can do, though? They can. And now, I don't know, but on the pilots, on their register, the pilots usually write down who's in the plane.
That's right.
But here's the thing, and I'm going to jump on, you know, I know, it's Clinton's side. Here's the issue. There's no doubt that Bill Clinton was on that plane before. He has been on Epstein's
airplane. Oh, wait.
But let me tell you, here's a little bit of a difference. I'll tell you right now, he wasn't by himself on that airplane. You know, Cal's laughing a little or something.
Myself. But people are on there. Everybody was on there.
But see, he's going to have all kinds of, guards on there and Secret Service.
Actually, the claim is that he ducked his Secret Service detail.
Oh, did he really?
Yes. Yeah, but he wasn't alone on the plane.
I don't want to use my real name, but put me down as Big Willie.
All right,
B. Clinton. Yeah. No, that Bill C. That's what I want to go
with. I don't know what it is. But the point is,
in all fairness, our president right now had a very close relationship with Epstein.
I know he did.
Yes, he did.
Not very close.
He did not have a close relationship with
him. Ripe for the goose is ripe for the gander.
Yeah.
There are more pictures of him with Epstein than there are with Bill Clinton.
P- pictures do not good friendships make.
How many videos? That's what I want.
I mean, if I go to a restaurant over just down parties. And they got pictures all over the place of professional athletes, it doesn't mean they're good friends.
On both sides, Clinton and Trump, you know, there's so many people they take pictures with and stand next to. That's
yeah.
The question is,
not back
Denise,
in 2000.
The question is, Denise,
yes, back
how many of them were on his plane? Was Trump on his plane? Was Clinton on his plane? And were they going to the private island? That's the question.
No, the question is how many were at his home.
His home, too. Yes.
You also have Prince. The Prince
the Colorado place you're talking about. There are many people in the halls of power going, oh, man, I hope she can keep her mouth shut. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please.
She's not going to. I mean, she'll work a deal. If nothing worse, she'll work a deal for... Some
well, I think what he's when it comes down to, there's probably a lot of people on there. It doesn't matter what political side they are.
Exactly. They are worried.
They are worried.
If they had power or money, they were attracted to him, and he was attracted
well,
to them.
Well, let me tell you this, though. Knowing this, you go back, and there's powerful people like that. People are hanging around with them. And not to jump on the side as an attorney, most people probably had no idea what this guy was doing. Most of them. You know, I don't know which ones knew what was going on, what wasn't, but, you know, I don't know. Well, see, I'm getting on the plate. What are those toys for? What?
Well, you know,
we got all kinds of... What? We got little Tykes toys? You got a little bicycle here? What?
But Epstein's profession was the perfect front. I mean, so they tried to figure out how he could be an investment guru like he was because they were having trouble even finding his license. But think about this. If somebody wants to pay him money for ill-gotten services or whatever, they give it to him as an investment. He says he invests it, whatever, and they end up losing the money. Not only do they pay him for it, but they get to write it off as a bad investment. And,
I don't know. This is interesting. This whole thing is going to be really interesting.
It's weird to see this socialite level because his former girlfriend who was arrested, she is
Ms.
clearly
Maxwell.
A socialite.
Right.
She hung out with people that were high influence and all of that. And she actually was born very well into a very wealthy family.
And the question that people ask is, was her ability to buy this house in Connecticut for cash, was that someone saying, would you just be quiet and I'll buy you a lovely home? I mean, who knows? We don't know how deep the layers of corruption may go, if in fact they go at all.
Beyond
Epstein.
Anyway, we're going to talk about that because she was just arrested in New York. Isn't that right? Wasn't it New York? And,
yes.
The allegations.
She was arrested in New Hampshire and taken to New York.
New York, that's exactly right.
I mean, if I was her and I had money when everything went down with it, the minute Epstein died, if I had the resources, you'd have never found me. Just go. But she's a socialite. Well, I go, but I'm going to miss the party.
I have to hang out with my people. Yes. Right.
Well, she actually uses that in as a reason why she should receive bond and be able to get out of jail with just an ankle monitor and pay some money. Because she said, I have been here ever since he was arrested. I've never left the United States. I've been here. I didn't go and do anything. I just kept a low profile.
Right.
So I'm not likely to try to escape these charges.
Plus, she's thinking, I'll be a hit at every party I go to.
That's exactly right.
The judge's response was, yeah, you weren't indicted at that time either, and now you are.
Well, and here's the interesting thing. Again, let's just stick with this. We're going to roll with this instead of doing case or no case. We only have a few minutes. But here's what she's charged with. Conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts. Enticing a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts. Conspiracy to transport minors with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. And transporting a minor with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity.
Putting that in layman's terms is, it's alleged that she was the one that was grooming the girls for Epstein. She was the groomer. She was
and
the
also
recruiter.
Part of some of the acts.
But some of the acts, but she was the one that groomed, found the new recruits, if you will, and would groom them. That
allegations
the
only, though.
Yeah.
That's what we say here on Radio Law Talk, allegations. But we'll talk a little bit about the background when we come back. And this one we will be following for sure. But this is not like last year before. This is from quite some time back. This is back in the years of approximately 94 through 97. You know, that's a long time ago. So we'll be back with Radio Law Talk. I'm Fred Penny. We got Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and Todd Kuhn, and we're all here together.
Also, the story of a famous baseball player named Martin in Case or No Case. That's when we continue here on Radio Law. Go away.
licensing for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Rossack here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we were talking about the Epstein case before we left, and a little bit of the background is apparently back around 2005, there's allegations that Mr. Epstein, who was a very wealthy man that had jet and had a houses, multiple houses, correct, Denise, had is in the Bahamas. He had a little island, a house out somewhere in the Bahamas, or he had a little island where there was a house. He apparently allegations, because he never went to court because he was found dead in his jail cell, allegations that women as young or gals as young as 14 years old, he was molesting and bringing on trips or and or at his house, and that included Prince Andrew, who had showed a picture of Prince Andrew. There's actually a picture out there of him with one of the younger ladies from England that was part of Epstein's entourage or friends or knew him and would stay at his house and or I don't know if he went on the plane, but this is a huge scandal. And what the big issue was, anything and all that Epstein knew is gone now because he died. But his right-hand person or his personal assistant was this Miss Maxwell. And now she has been arrested and charged with those four charges we went over with, basically a conspiracy and enticing minors to engage in illegal sexual acts or intent to do it. And the question is, what information does she have? And so this is something we're going to follow. Her, obviously, she wanted to get out on what? Bail? She wanted to bail out on, I don't know if it's $1 million. I don't know what it was. But she's trying to get out on bail. Did she? I think they said no. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Yes. They,
I actually didn't hear the results.
Yeah. They denied the bond, probably citing the flight risk as well as other things. And, you know, look, if she is saying, for example, as Denise had indicated earlier, that, look, I've been here for the last year. If I was going to run, I'd have run then. And a judge will look at that and say, yeah, but you weren't indicted then. You're now indicted. As you go through the process and your status changes, you know, you're going to run into situations. Sometimes, for example, post-trial, a person will be taken into custody pending sentencing. And they'll say, but I've showed up to every court appearance up to now. And the judge says, yeah, but now you're a convicted defendant. You're convicted. So your status has changed. When the status changes, the flight risk changes. And that's what's happening with her. So that's why they kept her. Plus, probably the fear that it doesn't matter if you have money. There's probably a lot of people that don't want you to talk that would be more than willing to jet you off somewhere.
Right.
To,
prosecutors argued she was so well connected, Todd, and you know that she was so well connected. Well, what's going to stop some of your friends from secreting you away somewhere?
Exactly.
And she does own a residence still in London.
Yeah, in London.
And in fact, some of the acts took place in London.
No, allegations that the acts took place in.
Okay, the allegations
Thank
of
you.
Acts. The acts.
We have to keep the allegations.
How do you say that right? Alleged acts.
Alleged acts. Right. And so we just want to make sure that, because everyone's innocent until proven guilty, right?
That's
so,
true.
But anyway, we're going to follow this. Here we go. This is going to be interesting for us to follow. We followed the Epstein case. We'll keep in touch with everything. So, Todd, you started to talk about, you and Denise, we're talking about there's three religious cases that went before the Supreme Court that they decided on. Let's go through each of the three. These are important.
All right, really. So we'll start with the first one out of Montana. This is one that we covered on Radio Law Talk earlier when it was up on appeal before a decision was reached. And in that case, what happened was Montana had this law that they would give people a subsidy if they wanted to send their kids to a different school than the public school to which they were assigned. And then Montana altered the law and said, okay, we'll give you money, but you can't get any money if you're going to send your kids to a religious school. And people appealed that, claiming that the distinction of taking the money out for if you wanted to go to a religious school violated the Constitution, and as a result went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, you know what, you're right. That does violate the Establishment Clause. It does violate. That discriminates against your religion. So if Montana wants to go ahead and pass a law that a subsidy goes to folks that want to send their kids to school, it's got to apply to
everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, I thought they had even said it violated the equal protection, and also, like, it was like four different things they said it violated. So
there were several, but the religion thing was what it really got the headlines.
That's right.
So that's the first of the three.
So there was a lot of theme in the Supreme Court.
So the second one that came down had to do with people being able, employers who had an objection to offering a health plan that offered birth control coverage, and whether or not employers could opt out of that based upon their religious objections. And in a 7-2 decision, the Supreme Court said, yes, employers are able to opt out. That is the second of the three decisions that came down. And I believe it was Justice Ginsburg and Justice Sotomayor were the only two dissenting. The third had to do with employees who were terminated from religious schools,
yes,
and whether or not the protections of the Federal Fair Employment Act applied. Now, it was interesting. Earlier, the Supreme Court had ruled that if a school wants to terminate a minister, then the federal protections don't apply because it's a minister, it's religious. But what do you do with a teacher that has a mixed set of duties? They teach normal classes, but they're also required to teach religious classes, do some religious instruction. And the two teachers at issue here lost their jobs, claiming it was Americans with Disabilities Act because they had contracted cancer in one, and I don't forget what the other one was.
Age discrimination.
Age discrimination. And the Supreme Court came back and said, oh, the protections of the Federal Employment Act don't apply because part of your duties for the school was religious instruction. The school viewed you as a religious instructor, and so it doesn't apply. It remains open the question, what if you have somebody that solely teaches a non-religious
English class? Well, that's, guess
English
what? They're going to make it so you teach one English class
and
one time.
Theory of religion.
Yeah, and you only have to teach one time, and all you guys take turns.
Those were the three cases. And
I want to say something, though. The two dissenting women in the Supreme Court, of course, they're the only ones that would be impacted by that ruling. Thus, they dissented. It would not impact any of the men. None. Because men don't need birth control through their health insurance.
Yeah, of course, there was another female that didn't dissent. I think that was Justice Kagan, because they were 7-2 opinions, and there are three women on the Supreme Court. So, that could be... Well,
back. Let's come back. We're going to talk about Stan Lee's daughters. She got hit with interesting money.
Stan Lee.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The surge in coronavirus cases across many U.S. states will come with a big price tag. The next bailout package will need to be at least $1.5 trillion with a T dollars, compared with an estimate of $1 trillion before the rise in COVID-19 cases, according to Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi. States that reopened early, such as Arizona and Texas, are suffering from surges in coronavirus cases, leading to rollbacks of economic activity as local officials try to stem infections. For example, Nevada tightened rules for bars and restaurants, effectively closing any bar that doesn't serve food. The nation hit another all-time high single-day cases confirmed with 63,200. Zandi said the U.S. could end up in a very, very dark economic scenario without another stimulus package or one that fails to provide enough support. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
You know, it's interesting that we're about ready to talk about Stanley. Stanley is the guy that is like the Marvel guy. That all the Marvel, he had the comic books. But we're going to talk about his daughter's sanction that she got sanctioned by a court. Concerning a case she brought. We're going to discuss that. But poor Cal sitting over there, just so excited, so happy to play his case or no case. And we just keep skipping over him, Cal. We know you're sad. We see you waving your hands all the time. And I wave back, hi, Cal.
Hello.
And we just cannot go without a third and most important one. I think our numbers are off. Denise says she has 15 and Todd and I each have 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that? What do you have?
I'll look at it later.
Yeah. But let's roll case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Martin was a pretty good baseball player, fairly successful. His skills began to wane, and his employer, as happens, you know, to baseball players, when they get older, they start to lose the magic touch, the physical skills, and his employer wanted him off the roster. So they offered him a buyout. Martin said, I am not going to accept your discounted terms. We have a deal, and a deal is a deal, and we're going to stick to it. He said, I want all of my money, and in fact, they're illegal. I want all my money, so he sought counsel. And I'm going to ask you now. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Cuden, since you do baseball play-by-play for the Yuba City, California Gold Sox. What do you think? Is something like this, would this be a valid case?
Hey, Cal, can I say something?
You may, of course.
Can we have him give his full answer in baseball announcing terms, that it's like he's announcing it? Kyle, you're in charge of case. Yeah. Can you make it that he's required
yes.
to do the whole thing as if he is announcing a baseball
game. Sure, but I'll be the guy that tosses to him. All right, that's inning number two. No score in the game. Let's go now to Todd Kuhnen for our play-by-play for Case or No Case.
And wait a minute. Cal does that also. He does baseball,
he does,
too.
Yeah.
So, Cal, why don't you go back and forth with him? Good. All right, let's go.
What do you have, Todd?
Thank you, Cal. So, it's a nice day out here at the outside the studios, and Cal has just thrown us quite a curveball here. It was a breaking curveball in this case or no case. And I'm going to say, with a 2-2 count, batter on the way, high fly ball out to left field, he's got it, that what we're going to do here is say that this is not a case. I'm going with straight no case on this one because it's just going to be a little bit difficult. And it's a 2-2 pitch. Throws over. Oh, now he steps off the mound. Umpire calls time, and the batter scratches himself. So,
oh, cute and swings.
Yes, great. I forgot how boring baseball is without beer. All right, so we're going to throw it over to Denise. So I'm going no case.
All right, Denise, what say you, case or no case?
So you're saying that he wanted his full contract.
He wanted every penny. And it's not unusual, as you know, in Major League Sports for guys to get deeply discounted when they get bought out. When their skills are over and their career's done, the club says, I know we owe you $20 million. We'll give you $2 million to walk away. Or we'll trade you to a really lousy team, and we'll see if they want to pay you anything, and most don't.
Yeah, because when they trade them, the other team has to pay the contract, right?
Well, sometimes they have to renegotiate. It all depends on the conditions of the trade, yeah.
And this guy's name was Martin?
Yeah.
Who was his employer?
A Major League Baseball team.
Oh, because I don't know baseball.
What, ask
like,
him what
know.
Year. What year?
What
was
year?
Now?
Well, this was. Let me look and see if I can tell you. I'm not sure if it's in my little article here. I don't know, but I know there was another guy who had a very similar name who was similarly successful.
Okay.
And he played for a New York team. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Case, and Martin wins.
Okay, thank you. That was easy. And Mr. Penny, what say you about this case or no case? That was easy.
This guy played for the New York Yankees. Mm-hmm. He was a manager named Martin. His name is Bobby Martin.
You mean Billy Martin?
Billy Martin. His name's Billy Martin, and this occurred with Billy Martin back in the 70s/80s. It is a case, and Billy Martin wins. I have all his baseball cards.
Okay.
Wait a minute. If I'm right on that one, I better get an extra point.
You'll get a bonus point.
If I bonus point because I named the person.
I want a bonus point.
I promise you, if you're right,
Billy
you'll get a
Martin.
Bonus point.
Cal, by the way, do I get a bonus point for knowing what coroner meant for the first one?
I didn't give you a point. I should.
Actually, he should get a point for that.
Okay, so for those of you who say this was a case,
Denise,
I'd like to see. That was Fred and Denise. Oh, so sad. So sad. Let me tell you what happened.
Yes.
Martin,
you said it was a case or
not?
Is
no case. Bobby Martin Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla.
Yes. Former Pittsburgh Pirate. He gets $1.9 million a year from the New York Mets every July 1st, and they call it, to deride the team, Bobby Bonilla Day. He doesn't do anything. They just simply send him a check. And guess what? The Mets have 19 more payments to make to Bobby Bonilla.
But isn't that
a
case?
And he's done. He's out.
No, it wasn't a case. He didn't take him to court. It was just his contract.
That's his contract. He still gets it.
It's just his contract. Yeah, they didn't argue with him. They said, how about if we just pay you off this way? And Bonilla's okay with everything. He proposed a long-term plan, and the Mets said, well, all right, it's not going to be that much. We get rid of an albatross player for relatively little money.
How much is it again? Tell us.
$1.9 million a year.
For how long?
They've got 19 more payments to make.
That's a lot of money. Yeah,
that is the granddaddy of deferred compensation.
Absolutely
contracts.
Right. And
I want that deal.
So Mets fans have yet another reason to make fun of their team.
Well, I'm looking at Bobby Bonilla's house. It's pretty nice looking, is all
he
I got to say.
By the way, the other player that was very famous was when they both played for the Pittsburgh Pirates. You might recall.
Wait.
The home run champion.
Okay,
by the name
of Robert? No,
middle name of Lamar.
Hold on.
Barry?
No, Stargell. Willie Stargell.
No, Barry Lamar Bonds.
Barry Lamar Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
It was the B&B Boys. Bonds and Bonilla. And so when they broke him up, the Pittsburgh fans were distraught. Bonilla got a lot of money from the Mets just as his skills started to erode, and he's still getting paid, baby.
Wow. That was a good one.
That is
like
a good. That was a great one,
Thank
Cal.
You.
Even
Thank
though
you.
I lost points, it was worth listening
to.
That was a good one.
And that's Case or No Case, folks.
Roll it. End it. I want you to end it with the Case or No Case song.
And that, we friend, cannot... I don't have a song, but you want this one. You want this.
That, my friends, yeah, Fred, is Case or No Case.
And that, my friends, is
Case
that's funny.
or No Case.
Well, join us next time. That's next week with Case or No Case,
right,
where we try to, Cal tries to stump us. And he gives us a wonderful case, and we say it's a case or not a case, and see what the outcome is. And right now, Denise is ahead with like 15 points. First one to 50 points has to buy the other two. The other two have to buy that individual a steak dinner or whatever dinner they want. And right now we owe Todd a steak dinner, and we'll get that to you soon. Stan Lee is the Marvel comic. Soon. Notice the word soon.
Going to get it delivered to my house.
Yes, luckily COVID is going on. We don't have to do it. We've got a good excuse. Marvel Comics, the old Stan Lee. Remember, he used to pop up in some of the movies as like an extra?
He cameoed in every Marvel movie up until his death.
That's and he right. cameoed in our whole universe. What's that show, you know, that, you know?
Oh, the travel one?
Our whole universe is in a hot, dense state. That CBS comedy hit. It was
a
huge hit.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You know who it is.
I know what it is. Whatever. We'll move on.
Soon
but here's the point. Here's he's got a daughter, okay? And apparently
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. There were so many lawsuits over who owned the rights to this Marvel. Apparently there was up as high as, I think, maybe 10 federal lawsuits determining who owns the rights. And apparently it's a company that purchased the rights, and this company had gone through litigation at least five other times with determining who owns what. And so finally the daughter says, you know what, I want to bring litigation also on this case over the same basic issues that have been litigated over the past, 10 years. It was 10 years. There are at least five different federal cases. The courts have held on them. And her argument is, well, that was not involved with me. Now I'm going to bring basically the same lawsuit, and not only the same lawsuit, but I'm going to say it applies to me now. Not only did the courts throw out the lawsuit recently, but the courts fined her $1 million in sanctions. Wasn't her $1 million? And $250,000 was for the
$250,000 of that was for her attorneys.
For attorneys, that's right.
Yeah.
$250,000 and $750,000 toward her. And $250,000 to
and
her attorney.
This involves the legal concept of res judicata. That's where it's already been adjudicated and it's binding on.
Yeah, why are you bringing this?
Yes.
Why are you doing this? And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I know I hear people always say, oh, there's so many frivolous lawsuits out there. Guess what? Judges can make them not so frivolous. And when it hits the pocketbook, we're going to be back. We've got a couple more things to talk about. But more importantly, we're going to have quick takes.
This is Radio Law Talk, heard every Saturday live 9 to noon on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations around the United States. Wherever you're listening, we thank you.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Oh, stop it.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So if you have cable or you have satellite, there's a Starz, S-T-A-R-Z, is a movie channel that has movies on it. And I've seen it, and I don't know. I don't think we get it on ours, but it's every once in a while they allow you to do the free, and I watch it sometimes. But here's an interesting thing. So MGM has been sued by Starz. So MGM has a number of movies that it has produced, among others. You've got James Bond movies, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Bull Durham, Rain Man, Thelma Louise, Mad Max, and Terminator, and many others that MGM supposedly had a contract with Starz that they were exclusively the provider or will be able to show these older movies on Starz. Well, what happens is MGM, Starz is arguing, has now allowed other competitors to show these same movies and as such has sued them, claiming a breach of contract and the fact that MGM should not have allowed other competing businesses to show these movies, but they'd have to go to Starz. Now, why do I bring this up? This has just started. They're trying to do what's called a motion to dismiss. They're in the process of trying to dismiss the case, that is MGM is, and they're in the middle of it. It's going to keep going. There's nothing to report other than this is going on. Fred Penny, why are you bringing this up? Why is this so important? This is just an anecdotal thing that this case is not going far. I am trying to set you up for something very anecdotal and very important. There is a very, very anecdotal issue here with me concerning this. And do you guys have any idea what I'm talking about?
No idea, Fred.
Denise.
I think it has something to do with you sitting on your rights for a period of time.
No, but good thought. That's their argument, is that the statute has run. Cal, have any idea what anecdotal thing I am bringing up?
When you were an extra in the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, you were right there, you were expecting some performance royalties, like Johnny Depp in The Mailbox, mm-hmm. and now you don't get them. That's my guess.
Bill and Ted's I'm going to say you're the closest.
Okay.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was filmed in the 1980s.
Right.
In the 1980s, during that time period, if you watch Bill and Ted's, where one of the main scenes where Napoleon goes is where? Todd, where does Napoleon go that they follow him around? To
Waterloo.
Waterloo Water Park.
Yes.
Which was filmed in Mesa, Arizona, while I was working at Sunsplash, building the miniature golf course next to it. They filmed Bill and Ted's, and I was there as they filmed part of that, or I was there watching as they brought in semi-trucks full of just clothing. I mean, that was just the clothing they brought. But they rented out the water park to film Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure at Mesa Golfland while I was there doing this. And little did I know, Bill and Ted were there. And I just like, well, just what are they doing? Just, you know, and they pay for that. Oh, they're just doing some schmuck movie.
Did they send you a signed poster that you can display in the lobby?
No, I have nothing. I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until this movie came out. And I'm going, that's Golfland Sunsplash.
They even made a sequel, Fred.
They made a sequel. But Waterloo, you see that. When you watch Waterloo Water Park, I always say my blood is at my water park because I hurt my knuckles and damaged myself by helping build that plane. And that was me that built it and saw this production go on. Isn't that an interesting anecdotal thing why I wanted to bring up this?
But you get recurring rights every time they show the movie?
No. I wasn't even a lawyer at the time. I was just a grunt trying to do some summertime work,
sure.
and also some fall work to put myself through school. But that's me. Isn't that a good anecdotal
thing? I like it.
Okay. Let's talk about AMC. There's been COVID. The question is, can there be lawsuits with COVID cases? By the way, I've heard about recent lawsuits in Arizona. One of the biggest gyms in Arizona are now suing the governor for unconstitutionally shutting down their gyms without evidence or proof that it's really harming the community. Now the movie theater chain AMC is suing New Jersey, saying that they're closing them down, and it's unconstitutional. By the way, AMC is just tanking. Filed bankruptcy, haven't they? They've always filed bankruptcy. One of the biggest chains in the United States. And what's going on with that, Todd? Do you have any idea? Or Denise, whichever one of you read about it.
I think, Denise, you said you had something on the AMC theaters?
Well, just that they're suing and they filed suit because they're not being protected equally under the law. Where they in New Jersey, they have a staggered group of businesses that are opening at different times and different stages. And they still have not allowed theaters to reopen in New Jersey. So that's really the basis of their lawsuit.
And here's the interesting thing, too. And in California, I'm a little bit, I'm not going to say fully involved, but a little involved. It's interesting what the government does and what they do. And I know people say this is not political. Let me quote this to you, ladies and gentlemen, nationwide. How is it that some people's water parks are closed, yet government-owned cities who own their own splash pads open those up, and those are okay. And cities who own their own entertainment venues are allowed to open up. Yet businesses and business families, small families that have that same type of business have to close down. Wonder why. And there is one in California that there was issues with. There's a I'm not going to name names, but a city owns an entertainment center with all types of entertainment thing for families and friends that was opened and allowed open. Yet water parks, they at one point were saying, "Oh no, you need to keep those closed."
And by the way, keep in mind that this last week it's been 105, 110 degrees in the city where that water park is, where it would really be a good thing.
And then I can get in that argument. We're not going to bring that up here, but you've got basically you're bathing in sanitizer, and there's safety reasons. There's big safety issues about, I mean, studies showing that's safer than anything. So not anything, but it can be safe. So, but my point is on this issue with AMC, it's interesting how the government is picking and choosing certain places to open and close. And I know people are, well, are you going to get that? Wait a minute. The science is still not there. And why do you pick and choose this business and not that one? Or this one and not that one?
When you know chlorine kills the virus,
that
why are you picking
multiple viruses?
Yeah, why are you picking this as a loser?
Yeah.
And yet your little city splash pad that may or may not even have it.
Oh, and by the way, most of the city splash pads, by the way, do not have chlorine. It is just standard water out of the tap that goes through those.
Huh, that is really interesting.
So that issue in the AMC case, in the theater case, it's an equal protection clause issue. And essentially what the equal protection clause of the Constitution says is that two people or two businesses, if you're similarly situated, you should be treated the same way.
Right.
So the government should treat you the same way if you're similarly situated. So the argument here, the issue in this case is going to be, is the theater the same type, are they in the same situation as other businesses that have been opened? And the government's going to come in and say, you're not, because people
right.
sit next to each other and you're inside, whereas these are different. And it's going to come to all the differences, and it's going to be a battle of experts.
Exactly right. But still, it just seems so arbitrary, the ones that are keeping opening and the ones that are closing.
Exactly. Right. Arbitrary and capricious.
That's my worry. Mm-hmm. And that's my worry as a small business
You should.
Owner.
People resent the government picking winners and losers. It's not their job. It's the market's job.
I'll give everybody a trophy, right, Cal?
That's right. Nobody wins and nobody loses.
Well, more important than that, the most important thing that everybody's here for us at the very end is what, Cal?
Your quick takes, and I'd like to know what your quick takes are. Todd, do you have your quick take prepared?
I do, and I'm actually piggybacking on something Denise just said. Arbitrary and capricious. Those are the names of the twins I last dated.
They're not a model of a Chevy car?
Oh, no.
Mr. Penny, what is yours?
Lady Antebellum. Let's talk about that and the Lady A. Lady Antebellum, the best thing for you to do is just... just a kiss and goodbye, because Anita White does not need you now. Those are their songs,
right,
by the way.
Denise Dirks, go ahead,
Which is worse? I really want to know this, Johnny Depp. Wife beater or drug addict? Settle this lawsuit. Settle them.
All allegations. We'll be back next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.